sign things electronically, but nonetheless, there are this whole set of determinations that need to be made, and much more specific requirements that need to be spelled out in order to comply with both e-sign and with the Department of Labor letter. And there's just no language in here to ensure that that's going to happen. So it would be good to look at that more closely.
That's third parties. It's not you, the employee.
Okay.
Right. And
Yeah. We're getting all this out, and I hope I'm paraphrasing Senator Liu accurately. You had stated that it's conceivable that a third party could more readily access information than an employee, him or herself. Did I get that right?
That was my bill from last year. That's not this bill.
You're not about bills, but just the status quo.
This wouldn't deal with third parties. This would deal with you, the employee.
I know, but you said the given status quo is such that...
Yes, that is correct.
Okay.
Yeah, and correct. If third parties met that criteria, they could actually get more information than you could as an employee.
Okay, yeah. Which is why one of the reasons I imagine you're here with this bill. I just want to know if you think that's an accurate statement.
Well, again, I mean, because this language doesn't, as you just pointed out, specify who's going to be able to act in the representative capacity on behalf of the employee, the third parties will be permitted to access this information. And again, I would point out that there was one of these third parties, that's the one and only entity that contacted me about this bill, and they attached the fact sheet that Ms. Wei just held up to this legislation. So clearly they're in the mix on this, and clearly they seem to believe that should this bill pass, they will be able to implement one of these wage verification systems, and that requires a whole other discussion.
So we have a couple of options here, and then I'll ask Senator Yi what he thinks of the options and any other thoughts that you have along with Senator Padilla. That is, take a little time before we do anything in this committee to see where we can go. Or the motion would be to pass to where?
It goes to the floor.
Goes directly to the floor, so there's no intermediary stopping point. I think it might make sense to see if we can't get something worked out before you ask us to take a vote on the committee. Otherwise, if we were to have support in the committee to move it to the floor, I would suggest that I myself, and I know many other colleagues, because of the issue of confidentiality, are probably going to want to see some significant changes to the bill before you have much luck on the floor. So I think it may make sense. We have how many more committee hearings? Just one. And that's in 2 weeks? On the 24th. And okay. Senator Yi?
Here, you know, Mr. Chair, you know, I hold you in high regard. I also am concerned about some of the issues that's been raised. I want to be respectful to both points of view. I think that all of you make some legitimate concerns within the bill and some of the concerns within the language itself. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, some of the concerns that have been raised, you know, you have not had the advantage of hearing it until now. So, you know, I don't know, you know, I don't have the wisdom that you may have in terms of figuring out, you know, how do we at least address the issues that have been raised, and then yet at the same time be respectful of your particular concerns and effort as represented in the bill. You know, I do have some concerns about the point that's been raised by the employee or representative. And, you know, however that could be defined could be, you know, all the way from, you know, myself to, you know, God knows who. So that those are the issues that I am concerned about, but I am respectful of what you're trying to do. So my concern is, how do I do all that, and yet knowing that this bill, if we get it out, in fact goes to the floor and does not have another stop. So that's the only thing I would raise.
So this is not a monumental bill, and I am more than happy to have the members of this committee be at ease with what this bill actually does. And so I'll just leave it up to the pleasure of the committee. I mean, at some level, if you just want my great staff to explain why the opposition's arguments make no sense because they're dealing with another bill, I'm happy to do that and happy to do whatever the committee would like to have done.
I don't know that we're going to get it all worked out here today, and I think your leadership of this committee in the past has been to take a little time to see if some of the issues raised today can be resolved, bring it back to committee, and move it from there.
That is a pleasure, committee. I'm totally fine with that.
Sarah Wyland?
I just like to make one comment.
I came late to this. I was prepared to support it because I thought the gist of the bill was the ability to make the request without having to make it in writing. And I think that having employed a lot of people over a long period of time, it's often those workers with less education, less sophistication, that struggle with trying to make a quasi-legal document or formal document in writing. So I thought that was a good thing. I think all of us care about privacy, and so I would support it the way it is, but if there's a need to in some way ensure privacy, I'm certainly, you know, that might be something that needs to be done, but typically the representative is an attorney. Where there's obviously client privilege. But anyway, I think the gist of this bill is a good bill.
Thank you, Senator. So, with your indulgence then, I think we might make use of the time between now and the next committee hearing to see what kind of resolution can be reached.
Like, fine with that.
Okay. Without objection from the committee? We will do that. All right. Thank you all. We're going to put it over for the next meeting. So I think we got it all.
So when was I'm sorry. Okay, when a lift calls. Okay, under unanimous consent, we're going to hold SB 558 to the next labor hearing. And then lift the calls, starting with SB 232.
The motion is due pass to appropriations. Wyland?
No.
Wyland, no. It has four votes, and that's out.
Bill is out.
Thank you.
SB 270. Lift the call, please.
Wyland?
Aye.
Wyland, aye. It has five votes.
Bill is out. SB 390, please lift the call.
Wyland?
Aye.
Wyland, aye.
Bill is out. SB 400?
Wyland?
No.
Wyland, no. Yee. Ye, aye.
Bill is out. SB 435.
Wyland?
No.
Wyland, no.
Bill is out. SB 527.
Wyland?
Aye.
Wyland, aye. Five votes.
Bill is out. SB 558.
Oh, no, we are.
Oh, I'm sorry. SB 723.
Wyland?
Aye.
Wyland, aye.
Bill is out. And SB 761.
Wyland?
No.
Wyland, no. That has four votes. It's out.
Bill is out. Anything else?
Nope.
Committee adjourned.